I was just a regular old American religious historian at Duke. There's probably one of me. And then suddenly I found out that I had a stage 4 cancer diagnosis, and I was completely taken apart by that. And so I started writing, I think mostly because I couldn't figure out how to be honest out loud. And then suddenly I had a whole book. But it honestly was about 2 months of just me crying into a laptop, and then there it was.
The title of your book, Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Loved, it refers a little bit to how people react when they find out something bad is happening to someone else,
Yeah.
and the platitudes that it's like a knee-jerk reaction sometimes that we offer.
Yeah, that God never gives us anything we can't handle. And you're like, oh, okay, but I don't need to like be set up in a theological test I'm failing. Like, how about I'm just kind of in pain right now? I mean, someone like me is usually just looking to be loved. I think that probably honestly the weirdest and most isolating thing about being in my situation is that I always feel like a problem to be solved. And I can't tell you how much I miss being a person that didn't have to be explained.
How is your health now?
I'm still living scan to scan. We don't really know what's going to happen. So it's a kind of fingers crossed situation. I think I'm doing quite well, but it's always something in which it's a wait and see.
You've said that you're interested in what it's like to live without certainty. What are you learning about that?
Oh man, I mean, our brains are just, oh, we love our certainties. Even if they're lies, we love them. And that's what was so just like amazing and terrible about, I guess, writing about cancer and then just trying to live with it is it's really, really hard to live in ambiguity. And I'm always usually just trying to make good decisions when it comes to the hardest part of ambiguity, which is making plans. Like, what are you going to do next summer? What are you going to do the summer after that? All these require that we have to hold two opposing ideas in our heads at the same time, that everything might be amazing, and also, what if it isn't? So, yeah, my brain's a bit of a complicated place to be.
I'm curious, especially what it's like to hold on to uncertainty as a mom.
Yeah, absolutely, because everything about our love says, I will protect you from anything that will hurt you, and then what if it's me? I don't know. I've tried to sort of switch my parenting philosophy because at first I think I thought it was that I'm supposed to make him live in this little hamster bubble. But instead I realized that it's probably more my job as a parent to communicate that the world is not a perfect place and some things are going to be absolutely terrifying. But if I can show him how to live in spite of that and maybe even through that with my own example, then I think I'll have done a good job.
Kate Bowler, thank you so much for taking the time to talk today.
I'm so glad to be with you.